This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 228 for Monday, January 18th. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE futures canola contracts are lower on Monday in light trading due to the United States markets being closed for Martin Luther King Jr. Day. With the final settlement still pending, the March canola contract is down $3.10 at $684.70 per ton. The May contract is down $2.80 at $666 per ton. There is some support coming from gains in European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil. Although the Canadian dollar is lower today, a trader says the loonie is not being very supportive of canola. The dollar is at 78.38 U.S. cents compared to Friday's close of 78.57. The trader also says it's very important to keep an eye on the amount of soybeans that will come out of South America this year, that despite dry conditions, Brazil remains set to reap a record 133 million tons of soybeans, while Argentina is expected to harvest a large crop of about 47 million tons. In Brazil, three soy traders are committing to zero deforestation. CJ Seleca, Caramaru, and Incopa will halt trading soybeans grown on land that has been deforested after August 2020. Sovicon reports that Russia could export up to 38 million tons of wheat in the current marketing year. That would top their previous forecast of 36.3 million tons. With Russia's export taxes on wheat starting February 15th, that could prompt farmers to sell more now. China reports that its corn and wheat imports reached record highs in 2020. There was about 11.3 million tons of corn, along with nearly 8.4 million tons of wheat. As well, there were almost 8.1 million tons of barley and 4.8 million tons of sorghum. Incoming U.S. President Joe Biden could stop the Keystone XL pipeline shortly after he swore in on Wednesday. In documents revealed over the weekend, it was indicated that Biden may halt the multi-billion dollar project that was approved by President Donald Trump in 2019. Canadian politicians in favor of the pipeline are calling for a meeting between Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and Biden. That's a look at the ICE futures for Monday, January 18th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.